Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Mark Nixon, Communications Director for the Lansing Board of Water and Light, and one of the best writers I have known in the city of Lansing. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Well, just fine, Jack, and thank you for that very kind compliment.
Well, I wanted to let our listeners know that in the new issue of Sport Magazine, you have one of the most enjoyable pieces we have run in a little more than 2 years about a couple of guys named Dwayne, Dwayne Stuhlmaker and Dwayne Vernon, and I think they've seen more than 1,000 Michigan State games between the two of them.
It's just amazing that both of them date back. I'm sorry to tell this to these guys because they're probably listening, but you know they do go back to the Big Mun era, and you know that's a long ways back. And yeah, I get that means they're getting a little bit gray around the temples, but two great guys and two great Spartan fans.
Well, just about that long ago, I think we started looking at public utilities and we started to look at energy costs. And entering the winter of 2009, there was a $13 million shortfall for the Lansing Board of Water and Light. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. And now we see the financial situation has changed dramatically according to a new audit. This is July 1st. 2009 to June 30th, 2010. This is a pretty remarkable bounce back here. To what do you attribute the $273.9 million generation?
Well, look, first of all, I'm not the economist in our crowd, so I'm going to just be speaking in generalities. Yeah. There is no doubt whatsoever that the economic picture has improved, not just for our company, but a lot of companies in our community. But it's also fair to say that a rate increase did play a significant role in that. But I have to hasten to add, that approximately two-thirds of that additional revenue came from a mandate by the state of Michigan, and it wasn't just us, it was all utilities in Michigan, and it had to do with state law that requires us to help our customers become more energy efficient, mm-hmm. and also insisted that we acquire renewable energy as part of the governor's goal of 10% renewables by 2015. So the combination of those two and what we had by law to charge customers really did improve our bottom line, there's no doubt.
All right. How much money would be attributed to renewable energy and how much to maybe energy conservation or optimization?
I believe it's in the order of $4 million just for the last, it would be the last part of our fiscal year, which would have been basically January to June of 2010. So, I mean, that's a significant chunk of money. And, again, not the numbers cruncher at the BWL, but that's what I understand it to be, which, again, is quite significant. And you know, I would also add, Jack, that we did a lot of cost cutting. That's been pretty well documented.
Mm-hmm, right.
We had furlough days last year, which, you know, wasn't a really popular thing, but it was necessary. We've done a huge amount of cuts in our budget, including a lot of overtime costs. So all in all, you know, we did suck it up. It wasn't just simply passing the buck.
All right. When people look at this now, are they going to say, Lansing Board of Water and Light is a pretty well-run utility? Or are they going to say, hey, maybe the rate increase wasn't quite as necessary as we thought?
Well, hindsight's 20/20, and yeah, I mean, nobody, and that includes me, nobody likes to pay more for whatever right. they are purchasing. But I would say this, in addition, or I should say even setting aside the mandate from the state to do these things, you know, we do believe we are doing what a lot of our customers want, and that is to offer them ways to save money on their electric bills.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you know, we're giving away CFL lights faster than we can get them in stock practically.
Right.
Very, very popular program. And then renewable energy. I mean, we have been told by many of our customers, you know, we really believe this, and this is the way we're going. This is the way we should be going. So that's why we have Michigan's largest solar array, and that's why we announced a plan to create a new plant in Reotown, which is going to, for the first time in our company's history, not use coal to generate electricity and steam. So, you know, yeah, renewable energy does cost more, but we think our customers, the bulk of them, are saying this is the direction we need to go.
Yeah, and when I talk to people about these kinds of things, they say they want to look ahead a little bit for their children and grandchildren. And obviously there are financial pressures they're dealing with every day, but they want an entity that is proactive instead of always reactive.
Well, that's true, Jack. And frankly, I'm very proud to say that we have been very proactive, and we were the first one in the state, once the state law was passed, to create what's called an energy optimization program, a fancy way of saying helping your customers reduce their energy bill through energy efficiency. Mm-hmm. We're the first one in the state to have renewable energy as a policy. So, you know, we're feeling pretty good about where we are. Are we every place? Are we where we need to be? No, but we're on a path toward acquiring those things.
Mark, we have had an amazing 6 weeks or so of weather here. Maybe a couple of cold days, but October was incredible, and the first part of November was as good as I can remember. Does that mean we are due to get a payback on this? And how does the weather impact the budget for the Board of Water and Light?
Well, interestingly, for our customers, the colder weather does not have that much of an impact. It's really the warmer months. Most people do heat, at least our customers heat with natural gas. We do not provide natural gas. So it would be coming from consumers' energy, for instance. Mm-hmm. What the real impact is during the hot months when people are demanding electricity for air conditioning.
Okay. We have about 45 seconds left. I want you to put in a quick plug for the Old Newsboys.
I'm right at the doorstep, practically, of the Michigan Auto Dealers Association. This is where we're having our sales kickoff meeting tonight. Tomorrow, of course, a great press conference with MSU coach Susie Merchant. She's going to kick off a press conference in the sale of the Lansing Spoof Journal, which is going to take place this Thursday. So we're pretty excited.
Record revenues last year for shoes and boots, and look forward to another great campaign, and we'll see you tomorrow morning, Mark.
See you, Jack. Thank you.
Okay. We'll be right back, and we'll talk with Doug Roberts, Director of the Institute of Public Policy and Social Research at Michigan State University. He's going to talk a little bit about his dad and about the assassination of John Kennedy and the anniversary we celebrated, if you can celebrate it, about a week ago. We'll be right back with more Ebling and You.